The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Baby diving beetles sport bifocals. The specialized eyes let larvae of the sunburst diving beetle switch their vision from up close to distant in order to catch their favorite prey of mosquito larvae. Each beetle has 12 eyes, two pairs of which are its primary tubular-shaped eyes. Focusing on one pair of primary eyes, researchers were amazed to find that they work like bifocals. Looking through a microscope, they found that the lens could make a second image grow sharper, something that could only happen with a bifocal. Here's how they suspect the beetle larva's eyes work in the wild. The non-primary eyes have a larger field of view but low resolution, and as such, they are used to spot mosquito larvae and other food. Once located, the beetle larvae will shift its head so its primary eyes, which seem to have a smaller field of view but much higher resolution, can take over. If you're interested in seeing this amazing adaptation at work, the Cincinnati Zoo's Insectarium has a breeding colony of sunburst diving beetles on exhibit.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.